Help all kids learn and grow with PBS Kids. Thank you for supporting your PBS station.
Word up, it's Word Girl. Word up, it's Word Girl. Flying at the speed of sound, vocabulary that sounds from the planet lexicon. Watch out, villains, here she comes. Faced with a catastrophe, we need the living dictionary. Her superior intellect keeps the crime world in check.
Listen for the words, hesitate, and select.
Ah, yes, weekend at the Botsford House. Two leisurely days for Becky to forget all about her school books and select a book to read just for fun. Then, seemingly out of nowhere, Mrs. Botsford enters with a mysterious black suitcase that would change Becky's life forever.
Hey, Mom, what's in the mysterious black suitcase?
Oh, nothing. Just a fun little present I selected for Becky Botsford. I found it in Grandma's attic when I visited last week.
What is it?
Ta-da!
You're giving me an accordion?
Not just any accordion. This was mine when I was your age.
Wow, thanks. You do know I haven't had much luck selecting a musical instrument I can play, right?
Well, that might change when you see how much fun your mom's old accordion is.
Yeah, play a song for us.
Oh, I don't know. It's been so long. I'll do it. I'll try the first song I ever learned.
Mom, you're so good.
Thanks, Becky. So you're ready to have some musical fun?
Yes, definitely.
Meanwhile, at the old fancy schmancy jewelry store, Granny May is doing some browsing.
Behold the gigantic magnified diamond. A diamond so amazing, it has the ability to enlarge the written word. Legend has it that someday a legend will be written about it.
Oh, I can read! I'll take it!
No, please select a different item. The priceless magnified diamond is not for sale.
Now, let's see. I might have a coupon in my billfold, but
Oh, dear.
Oh, who turned out the lights?
That's odd. I don't remember this diamond being made of yarn. Oh, dear. It's a fake.
Help! Back at the Botsford's house, Becky is eager to play her accordion.
Well, I would hesitate to say I'm eager. Music is not my best subject.
Don't worry. None of us could play that accordion at first.
What do you mean, none of us?
Well, before that accordion was mine, it belonged to your grandmother.
Oh.
She's the writer of the hit song, Picnic Time Polka.
Hey, that's the song you always sing on our family picnics.
That's right. Pretty soon you'll be playing the picnic polka. Accordion to my calculations.
Good one, Mom.
I know, because accordion sounds like accordion.
Accordion. Got it.
Just use that instead.
Accordion.
Yeah, I have to go to work. But I found a beginner's accordion book you might find helpful. Just have fun.
If this was Mom's and Grandma's, I guess it's meant for me too. Here goes. Ooh, let's try that again. Ah, that sounded even worse. How are you supposed to hit the right button if you can't even see it?
Help! The jewelry store has been robbed!
Yes, a crime! I mean, no more time for accordion practice. Oh, well. Duty calls.
A short time later at ye old fancy schmancy jewelry store.
And when the lights came back on, the real magnified diamond was gone and this was in its place.
And you're sure it's a fake?
Feel it.
Soft.
As a gemstone expert, I can say without hesitation, it's a fake. Plus, it appears to be made of yarn.
We better talk to Granny May. Now put that down.
There you go, young man.
Hello, Granny May.
What, girl? What a nice surprise. I see you're out walking your lemur.
Okay, Granny May, I'll cut to the chase. I think you stole the magnified diamond and replaced it with a duplicate made of yarn.
How could you say such a thing?
Let's see. Tiny squirrel sweater, hanky, trash can. You seem to be able to make anything with your special knitting needles.
Well, thanks for the compliment.
Not a compliment, just an observation.
Well, it wasn't always so easy. When my mama great-granny May first gave me these knitting needles, everything I tried to make turned into one big knot.
Wait, your mom gave you those knitting needles?
Sure. And boy, could she knit.
Granny May, can I ask you a question, superhero to supervillain?
Why, of course, word girl.
Did you ever feel like you had to become a knitting expert because your mother was an expert and gave you her knitting needles?
Come a little closer and I'll tell you. Does that answer your questions?
Yep.
Well, I'd love to stay and chit-chat, but I'm in the middle of a crime spree, so I gotta jet! Toodles!
I hesitate to ask, but did you find the diamond?
And I hesitate to answer.
What do you mean by that?
Oh, the word hesitate means to be slow or not sure about what to say or do. Like, for instance, if someone asked me why I'm trapped in this yarn, I might wait for a moment before I answered so I'd have more time to think up an excuse that doesn't make it seem like I was outsmarted by a villain.
I know what the word hesitate means. Did you find the enormous missing diamond?
I'm afraid I can't comment on an investigation while it's in progress.
Later, at the Botsford's house.
No laughing.
What you're asking me to do.
Oh, the word select means to pick which one of a group of choices is best for you. In this case, I'm asking you to select either the easy way, you coming out with your hands up, or the hard way, you trying to escape and losing another battle.
I'll select the easy way.
Glad to hear it. Now drop the knitting needles and come out with your hands up.
I don't have my walker. Will you come closer and help me, please?
promise not to hit me with a yarn bolt again?
Oh, I wouldn't think of it. Hey! Your panda swiped my knitting needles!
Good work, Huggy!
Ooh, time for me to skedaddle!
Let's see ya.
There, old girl, I've got you. Daddy's here. That's a good diamond.
Good shot with those knitting needles, word girl. My mama would have been proud.
Well, I'm glad someone's mother is proud.
Oh, why so glum, sweetie?
Did you ever feel like you were disappointing your mother when you were learning to be a knitting expert?
Disappointing my mother? No! But if you feel like you're doing something that disappoints your mama, you better stop it right away! Say, word girl, would you come visit a sad little old lady in prison?
No.
Darn.
Hey, Mom, I don't think I should play your accordion anymore.
Oh, why do you say that?
Well, you and Grandma were both experts on this accordion, and I'm far from it.
I gave you that accordion because I thought it'd be a fun way for us to spend time together. I'm just happy that you gave it a try.
Well, I still would rather be a good player so you'd be proud of me.
I am proud of you. And how good or bad you play the accordion wouldn't change that one bit.
Oh. Hey, Mom, can I ask you something?
Yes.
Okay, what comes after that?
Oh, let me show you.
Hey, I think we just played music.
Wasn't that fun?
Yeah, now you play a song.
Just look at them. We couldn't have selected a happier way to end our story. Now, don't hesitate to tune in next time for another exciting episode of Word Girl!
Word Girl!
Hello, I'm Beau Handsome, and this is... As usual, the player who correctly defines today's featured word will win a fabulous prize. Let's play!
May I have a word?
Yes, you may. Today's featured word is bewilder. To give you a clue, here are some clips from Word Girl that show the meaning of the word. Shot, Tommy!
Bewilder means to transform from one person into another.
Nope! Have at it, Phil!
I thought I knew what bewilder meant, but now I'm completely confused. I'm totally puzzled.
You realize you just defined bewilder, right?
I did?
Yes! Bewilder means to puzzle or confuse.
Bewilder means to puzzle or confuse.
You just heard me say that.
I'm totally bewildered.
Why are you ringing in? I've already said the answer.
You have?
This is the most bewildering experience I've ever had. I'm going to declare that no one is today's winner. Huggy, show them what they would have won.
It's a go-kart. Wow, that would have been a fun prize.
That's it for today's episode. See you next time on...
May I Have a Word?
Listen for the words property and tinker.
Ah, the wonder and beauty of the forest, where the Botsford family tries to enjoy the tranquility of nature.
Mom! Becky won't share any of her water.
Ew, TJ!
Kids? Wow! What if we have less arguing sounds and more nature sounds?
But Mom, TJ just slobbered all over my canteen.
Becky, it's called taking a drink.
Okay, that's enough. You guys need to stop bickering and start looking around you. We are in the middle of the forest. The power, the majesty of nature!
TJ, seriously?
Dad, they make these things portable for a reason.
Wait, is that my vegetable warrior game? Who said you can go in my room and take my personal property?
Becky, I made sure you weren't in your room when I took it.
Yeah! Stop touching stuff that doesn't belong to you!
Stop hogging stuff that does belong to you!
That's strange. In my experience, trees generally grow this way and not this way.
Oh,
home. I guess we'll just have to hike around it.
What, Bob, what? That's what. Hey, guys, let's go back this way. Over here, huh?
Why? This way seems super spectacular. I can even see the perfect rock for my rock collection. Woohoo!
Oh, no. Wait.
Whoa, look! It's Word Girl's super secret spaceship hideout.
What? That's impossible. It's probably someone else's totally boring normal spaceship that's not even worth looking at.
Oh, no. As Word Girl's number one fan, I know in my heart that that is Word Girl's super secret spaceship hideout.
Well, on the off chance that it is Word Girl's secret hideout, it's called a secret hideout for a reason. She doesn't want anyone in it, you guys.
Maybe. But I'm sure she'd make an exception for her number one fan, TJ Botsford.
Well, I'm sure that Word Girl would want us to respect her personal property and just leave it alone.
Spaceships are awesome!
TJ!
Hey, look at that!
No, don't look at that!
Whoa, what's over there?
No, nothing's over there!
This is awesome!
Stop touching stuff!
Cool, check that out!
We can't break that!
TJ, you really shouldn't be touching Word Girl's personal property.
Aw, but Mom...
Put everything back the way you found it.
It's just not right to barge into someone's secret hideout and tinker with all their stuff without their permission.
I totally agree.
So I say we stand over here in the corner and wait for Word Girl.
Yes, that's a great what?
Great idea, hon. This way, when she comes back, we can ask her for permission to tinker with her stuff.
No, guys, I don't think we should... Just leave my family here waiting for Word Girl. Okay, Bob, here's the plan. You stay here and make sure TJ doesn't start tinkering with my stuff again. Not your property!
I wasn't touching it!
Think you can handle it? That's the spirit. Hey, guys, I'm gonna step outside for a little air. Don't touch anything till I get back. Is what I think Word Girl might say if she was here, which she's not. Yep. I'll be outside. Word up!
I never want to leave this spaceship.
Moments later, in another part of the woods, the peaceful sounds of nature.
Whammer!
Are being ruined yet again by the Whammer, who is, as far as I can tell, whamming stuff.
Whammer! Stop whamming trees! You're wrecking the forest!
Where is our whamming trees, Word Girl? Whammer's whamming scab! Whirlwind!
Whamming squirrels is not at all better than whamming trees.
A whammer was totally whamming a whammy cheese whamwich in the park. Let us go, whammed up and whammed it.
Whammer, stop! These trees are not your property.
Proper tree?
No, proper tea. It means something that belongs to you. Stuff that you own, your possessions. Like how this is my pretty princess notebook. It belongs to me, so it's my property. And those boots that you're wearing, they're your property. Those trees, however, are not your property, so you should leave them alone.
But the whamwich was the whammer's property, and the squirrel took it. So, isn't the squirrel the one who was in the wrong whim?
Yeah, well, it's... Actually, you kind of have a point.
Whammer saw the squirrel wham that way!
What? No, it didn't. I think it went over there.
No! Whammer's pretty sure the squirrel whammed over there. Is Word Girl whamming something?
No! I'm not hiding something.
Because it really seems that Word Girl...
Squirrel with a sandwich behind you! Oh, you missed. But he went that way. Go get him!
Why doesn't Word Girl want Whammer to wham over there?
What?
What's the deal? It's just a spaceship with the wham exact same colors the Word Girl has in a star? Wait a second!
Oh, no.
Word Girl, that's your secret space wham hideout!
No, now wait.
Wait till I wham all the other villains about this,
this. No, you don't. You're not going
to.
Ugh, Wait. Huggy, we need to find a... Oh, right. Hello, Botsfords, is it? Right. What are you doing in my secret hideout?
Hi, Word Girl. Hey, we're just waiting for permission to play with all your stuff.
Why do you want to tinker with my stuff?
We don't want to tinker with it. We want to play with it.
Oh, well, actually, that's what tinker means. It means to play around with, or fiddle with, or try different things with something.
Whoa. Did I just see Word Girl define a word in her own secret spaceship hideout? I'm never washing my eyes and ears again.
Special day. Special, special day.
Okay, so listen. I have a problem, and since I usually talk through my problems with my monkey friend Captain Huggyface, and he isn't here right now, would you mind if I talk to your monkey friend?
Oh, go right ahead.
I suppose there are some problems that just can't be solved without a monkey. Right, Bob?
All right. So, follow me. Bob, was it?
Oh, can we tinker with your stuff while you're...
No.
All righty.
We've got to do something. The Whammer found our spaceship hideout, then took off to tell every villain in the city.
Word Girl, now can I tinker with your...
No!
Okay.
Bob, do you think you can get the spaceship up and running? I know it's broken, but we've got to do something. Great idea. You tinker with the control panel and try to get the engines running long enough to move the spaceship. Oh, no! That's the Whammer. Hurry, Bob. I'll go distract them.
Can we
tinker? No!
Fair enough.
How much longer do we have to walk, boss?
I don't know. Ask Helmet Guy. It's his party.
We just have to Whammer a little further.
Bah!
Ah, Word Girl. See?
But that's just Word Girl.
Yeah, we see her all the time.
Right. Where's her hideout?
Hideout? I don't have a hideout. I mean...
Whammer saw it with his own two whams.
Sorry, Whammer. I don't know what you're whamming about.
Back here, Bob.
Right now, I could use a definition for the word dizzy.
No! Whammer's positive the spaceship hideout is close by. In fact, I think it's way behind those bushes.
What? There's no...
You mean to tell me you interrupted my mani-pedi for a vaguely spaceship-shaped hole in the ground?
No! Whammer saw the hideout! I was right here!
Yeah, well, next time you find Word Girl's super-secret spaceship hideout, do us a favor. Keep it a secret, okay?
And honestly, Whammer saw it! Whammer saw it! Whammer wouldn't wham you guys, honest!
Bye.
Oh... At the Whammer's day.
Huggy! Bob! Pug for Bob! Bob is your name. Yeah! You saved the day!
Okay, so, now do we have permission to tinker with some of your stuff?
We did kind of earn it. Also, do you have a restroom?
Okay, fine. You can touch one piece of my property.
All right! Boom!
Restroom's outside.
Ooh, what does this button do?
Yeah, push that one!
Whoops. Maybe I shouldn't tinker with any more of your property.
Yeah, maybe you shouldn't.
Who am I kidding? I can't help myself!
Woo! Woo!
And so, Word Girl managed to protect the peacefulness of nature, keep her super secret spaceship hideout a secret, and almost managed to keep TJ from tinkering with her property. Tune in next time for more fun and adventure with Word Girl!
Hello, I'm Bo Handsome, and this is the bonus round of...
May I Have...
have a word!
Our returning champion will have a chance to play for even greater prizes on the bonus round!
Phil, you correctly defined the word bewilder, sort of. Ready to play the bonus round?
I guess.
Take a look at these three pictures and tell me which one shows the definition for bewilder. Give it a shot, Phil.
I'm going to go with number
3, right? In that picture, something has clearly confused Dr. Two Brains. He's bewildered.
Well, I'm not sure.
Oh, well, you are our bonus round winner. Show him what he's won, Huggy. An official Word Girl Hogo Stick. See you next time on
Want more Word Girl? Watch your favorite episodes and test your word power on PBSKids.org.
Want Word Girl's word power? Fly over to your local library. Cape not required. Word up!